Up next is the blanket truth. No, sorry. The blanket truth. Just a blanket truth. Does blanket truth need the keyboard?
Yes, please.
What shoes are those? Those are awesome.
They are pretty red.
Oh my god, I'm gonna totally like jeans. Nice.
You would.
Yeah, so November 22nd is really Thanksgiving. That sucks. Did pilgrims say to everyone?
Thanksgiving. Don't do it.
I know. Thanksgiving's like turkey.
I know, you get to eat food.
I know.
So, okay, question, reuse question. What do you feel about the new city?
I was really upset. Like, really. Like, it took me a while to really admit that I was upset.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're pretty good.
Absolutely.
like break up. I don't know.
Really?
I was in Alex and Wonder. I think I could have been in that place.
I had a bad experience.
Kind of sucked. But yeah, no, it was too good. It was better than I thought it was. Like, why does it still look nice?
I don't know,
Wes
doesn't,
like,
mind her. I mean, he knows how she is.
So then I didn't think I was number one.
I didn't know.
Maddie's driving now. Is this your set list? Yes. I made it.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm not gonna play Circus Animal.
Okay. I was thinking you played
I'm not gonna play it. I'm just gonna do these.
You can put Circus Animal at the end. See how you're feeling, you know? Just feel it out.
Shut up. Seriously. Get out of here, Jack.
It's actually a bright idea. I like it.
Yeah.
Because if you're like, oh my god, I'm not done yet.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh, where do I go?
I'll think about it.
Yeah. You're loaded for bear if you have that at the end, you know what I mean?
You just got like a fire inside of you. Other than that, everything's fair
game. So we'll just think about it, okay?
It smells too good down here. It's just immature again.
You dyed your dreads red again.
I know.
I dyed my hair purple.
I didn't know what to say to her. Cause it was like, what do you say to her? Yeah, it's like,
So Angel, what do you plan to play?
Help with these guys, I guess.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Said he liked it.
Very nice.
Awesome. I got the new
strawberry jam.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably go buy your house. Oh, by the way, there's like a street fair tomorrow.
Where is it?
Crash
is it in the Grand?
I'm just patient.
Oh, in Chicago.
Rigio Rico's playing tomorrow night, but it's more important than
the
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm fantastic. So this is the Blanket Truth. Blanket Truth. Minus... I say the sometimes. What of it? You guys can say the, or you can not say the. So I'm from Seattle, right?
Right.
Right?
No,
sometimes.
On the real. So, yeah. We drove, for this show, we have driven 58 hours or so.
Right.
Yeah. For this show. This is day number 11 of tour out of 12 days. We don't have a show tomorrow. This is the final show of the tour. Yes, you can clap for that. I guess maybe not. Theoretically, this is going to be the best show of our tour.
Yeah!
Because we have practiced for 11 nights in a row in preparation for this. Thank you. Yes. What is that? You know one? Anyone know one?
Because we've been building.
That's... gosh darn right. We've been building. Song that I played once this entire tour. Why is that?
Because we've been building buildings.
Because that's exactly why. Thank you. So this next song I've actually played all the shows on the tour, so maybe it'll be a little smoother. How many people like going to the beach? I know there's not many around here.
Yeah.
Some people like going to the beach in this room. And this song is for you guys. And it's coming up in just a second after Rebecca runs to grab her harp. So there's a part. It's kind of a chorus, but that first song I played was as long as the rest of my entire set is going to be. So there's a part, and it goes, so come to the beach with me. So come to the beach. And if you guys have some sort of want to sing that with me, that would be sort of cool. Is this keyboard just completely overbearing? Is this better? Yeah? Do the vocals need to go up?
Yeah. They can. Oh, they can. Oh, they can.
They can. Rough, guys. It was rough. I'm gonna try and sit in the most awkward position to make the song the best. Song and the next keyboard song are on this demo CD thing that I have, and it's the last one that I have. That's right, I have one. And then I have another CD that has other stuff and a split with watercolor paintings and various other things. If you want to check that out, we are far, far away.
that's all I got right now. So the next song is about my buddy Paul Fisher, and we used to work together, and he's a pretty righteous guy. So I wrote the song for him, and I brought it in on the last day of work, and I played it for him on a boombox. At the end, there's some more sing-alongs in this song if you like it. Paul Fisher, one hell of a guy. Paul Fisher, you make me wanna cry sometimes. Paul Fisher, I gotta go. Are you gonna miss me and Flo? Cause I know that you're just one man, and there's only so much, so much that one can't stand. Paul Fisher, you are the chess man. Paul Fisher, I'm sorry that I miss your band. Paul Fisher, your brother, this is sad. Will you be my baby's dad? Cause I know, gotta do what you gotta do. I wish you luck. Paul Fisher, I love you. Paul Fisher, please don't go. Paul Fisher, please don't go. Help me out. Paul Fisher, Gimme two more. Paul Fisher, please don't go. Paul Fisher, please don't go. Especially to Toby and his entire family for having us. That's really, really awesome. Thanks for everyone for coming. There's lots of people out there, which is very, very warming to my heart. Even the stairs are full of people that are peering at me. There's room for you stair dwellers.
I like that.
If that's something you're interested in. But I'm not making you move. I don't even think I have that kind of authority. So, I'm coming to you guys for this one.
If you guys could make, you know, like a path, that'd be cool. I'm trying to get to the stairs and back. from the mezzanine area? If you had... Are these the box seats? This is kind of a silly song. Can I come up here with you guys? These are getting the show of a lifetime right now. There is a part even at the end of this song where, you know, if you guys want to help out, that's cool. It says, I had to go to work. And you say, work, 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 work. You'll hear it. I got up right away. About traveling in a car, but it's a general traveling song, mostly by bike. How many people bike? Yeah. Sweet. All right. Well, this song is for the bikers in the house, and it's also mostly just about the city of beautiful Seattle. Orchestrating this massive attack on your guys' ears. I hope you like it. I'll just start right into the verse. The verse! The... So I have to kind of move some things out of my way for a second. Because this song is like the grand finale where I'm liable to fall down.
Not hardcore. Just
liable to step on the keyboard.
Yeah,
I'm liable. You guys are alright though, right there. Do you, I have waivers for the front row. Are you okay signing those?
I won't be liable.
Well, I try not to be liable for everything. It gets really, really expensive. But you guys have cats in Western Springs?
Angel cats.
Oh, yeah.
Angel cats. Yeah. So what sound does do angel cats make?
Meow.
Meow, right?
Are you sure?
And has anyone seen that angel cats poster? Like, over the years, it's been really, really prolific and infamous, and just you can't get anywhere without seeing it.
No.
Yeah, no one knows. That's not true. You all know. That cat, he's like gripping. Gripping.
Hang on, baby cat.
That's right. Hang in there.
Hang in there, baby cat.
And that's what this song is called. Funnily enough. Isn't that funny, guys? I don't understand why they're not laughing.
You mean that now it's an angel because it fell off and died?
I think you're taking that one to the next level. This is just about cats, and there was a meowing part towards the end that if you guys want to do, that's cool.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Okay.
But you can keep going if you'd like. It goes like this. You're in